This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder shooting suspect Ahmaud Alisa was formally charged today with killing 10 people at the King Supers on Monday. His public defender says they are evaluating his mental health. Authorities say additional charges will be filed in the coming weeks. The suspect is being held without bond at the Boulder County Jail. The state health department has tweaked the COVID-19 dial for the third time. CPR's John Daly reports restrictions on restaurants, bars, and gyms will be eased.
The move comes even as public health experts warn the state of the pandemic is still somewhat unknown. After a big drop at the start of the year, hospitalizations stalled and plateaued at a bit above 300 patients now being treated for COVID-19. Beth Carlton, a member of the team providing epidemiological modeling for the state, says most Coloradans still aren't vaccinated.
Just because they're changing the dial does not mean it's time to go, you know, have a giant house party with all of your unvaccinated friends.
The state's positivity rate has been hovering around 4%, lower than the level that raises concern, but higher than what's needed to snuff out the disease. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Protesters who allegedly helped barricade an Aurora police station last summer had their kidnapping charges thrown out today. Members of the Party for Socialism and Liberation were demonstrating against the Aurora police for the death of Elijah McClain. They still face lesser charges connected to that demonstration. It's 50 in Denver, 48 in Colorado Springs, 45 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.